It's a fitting topic for Ted Jenkin and Oxygen Financial. Five ways to travel safe with your money this summer. Good morning to you there, Theodore.
Good morning.
All right.
Before we even get started, I think, Bailey, I don't know if you're aware of this, but congratulations are in order to our own Ted. Not only do you appear on this fine program, Bailey and Southside, every Tuesday at 7:30, but what's your new gig on the weekends?
Well, I'm officially the weekend guy on Headline News on Saturday and Sunday for personal finance.
Can I see your business card? Does it say official weekend guy?
I actually have an official badge to get into the CNN studios now. I have a my own swipe card.
Oh, and you look a little bit like Ted, so whenever we need to get you in someplace, you're going to use his badge.
I heard they have a fantastic vending machine on the fifth floor.
They do.
They actually do have a wonderful deli on the third floor.
Oh, that is nice. I used to date a girl that worked over there. Dude, it's the best food you're going to have. CNN. And people eat right.
That's good, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congrats.
That's good stuff right there. This weekend, I'm heading out of the country. I'm going to the Bahamas.
Nice.
And it's funny because even before you had emailed this topic, he comes in with topics every week. For anybody else that's traveling, whether it's a staycation or just another state, or you are going out of the country, there are little questions that you don't think about. For example, how to bring a decent size, a decent amount of cash with you. That's my first question for you. So let's just say somebody wants to take a couple $1,000s. Maybe there's a casino at the resort that they're going to visit. You don't want to take that in cash. You definitely don't want to put that in your bag that you're putting underneath the plane. What's the best way to travel with cash?
Well, I'm actually not a big fan, and this is what I wrote in my recent article about this. I'm not a big fan of taking a lot of cash when you go overseas or out of the country altogether. There's no reason for it. It's really the easiest thing to get stolen. And once you have that cash that's on you, you have to constantly worry about, you know, breaking it up and putting it in different places so people don't steal it from you.
Well, you need some cash. I mean, you're for the $100 or $200 on you, right? I mean, I think you always need ones when you travel, and I'm telling you this, bring ones, a lot of ones, like $30 in ones and some fives, just because you need to tip some people.
Well, actually, one of the cheapest places to get your exchange rate is at the ATM machine. A lot of people do it in the airport because this is the last minute, or they go to a local place to exchange their money. But the ATM machines are actually one of the cheapest places to get currency exchange.
Yes, but if you have to get money out of the ATM, especially if you're traveling international, there is not only your ATM fee from that machine, possibly an ATM fee from your bank, but also an international fee as well. If I might say, because this is what I just found out, if you call your bank, they will waive those fees for a certain amount of time, and definitely for your trip, in which they did for me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true, Jason. And there are a lot of companies out there, both debit and credit cards, that have the no foreign transaction fee credit cards. Or in this case, where you're talking about, if there's some sort of foreign transaction fee, you want to talk to your bank or financial institution, alert them that you're going. And depending upon your status with them, they may waive those fees, which can save you a substantial amount of money when you travel.
Yeah. Well, going back to the traveling with cash, not that I like to have a lot of cash on me, but casino, you have to have cash. They don't take credit cards.
This is true.
The ATM in the resort that we're staying in only gives out increments of $350.
Oh, isn't that cool?
Learned that lesson 2 years ago.
That's pretty awesome.
If there's money over a certain amount, like $3,000.
$3,000.
Okay, so you know about this.
Yes.
So you're talking about a limit? Is there a limit?
There can be. You know, I mean, this is the idea. You know, there was a lot of acts that got put in a place that, you know, people were worrying about money laundering, money coming in and out of the country. So, you know, $3,000 is where you can hit that benchmark where you can run into hassles.
Why? Well, what's the hassle?
It's all about the Patriot Act and, you know, people bringing money in and out of the country. And that's, you know, it's one of the things that they've sort of clamped down on.
Okay, so what about money out of the country? Let's just say you come back with, maybe you do well at the casino. You know, you got...
All right, let's just say it. What if he wins 10 grand?
But that's not going to happen.
Thanks for the positive motivation. So what if, you know, you come back, you have to...
My recollection is that you've got to declare it. There are forms that you have to declare about the money you're bringing in. I believe when it gets over $10,000, that's when it starts to become an issue, when you're bringing the money back into the country.
Yeah, you have to fill that thing out on the back of the slip. I've never had to worry about it because I've never brought $10,000 worth of anything back into the country.
Or farm animals.
Or farm animals or fruits and vegetables or anything, whatever you're going to bring. You'll have to fill that out if you hit it big.
And if you don't, you go to jail, from what I understand.
I'm not sure about that.
would you not declare it because you don't want anybody to know? I mean, I know we're all just talking here, but nobody wants Uncle Sam in all their business. But would you? Would that be your reason? Obviously,
of course, I would declare any winnings that I got. Is this working? Did you get that? Did you get that on tape?
Yeah. Okay. What you do is you just hide bits of money in all your family's orifices.
I'm going to put it in. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mark conch shells on the beach in the Bahamas and then fly back five different times. All right. So other ways, Ted Jenkins with Oxygen Financial, to travel safe with your money.
Let me tell you one of the things to be most wary about, and a lot of people don't think about this, are the hotel safes that are in your room.
Yeah, I always use that.
That's a terrible idea.
Oh, I do
too.
Are
you serious?
No, it's a terrible idea. I'm going to tell you why.
Because I give it my little four
first of all.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Nobody gets that. Listen, most of the hotel safes are not bolted down. So if it's not bolted down, just remember somebody can come in and take the safe, especially if you secure a lot of money. Let me tell you the bigger one. If you go on something like YouTube today, do it if you're at work or at some point tonight. There are at least 100 videos that show you how to break into hotel safes. And most hotels have a default reset code for your safe. So Steve puts in 1, 2, 3, 4, that good password in there. The default code for hotels a lot of times are 0000, or it could be 6 zeros, and the safe will reset the code.
Oh, damn.
I mean, how in the world do you think in a room of a thousand rooms that if somebody forgets their code, how do you think they reset it?
Mr. Benedict.
Hello.
Can you offer me something more than the house safe? The house safe is for grandmother's pearls.
Yes.
I promise you, it will not go unnoticed, Mr. Benedict.
So where do we put it? Yeah, I got that Ocean's 11. I love it. Where do we put our money then?
Well, this is why I said, you know, a good idea is
if you do bring,
I'm not a big fan of bringing cash, but if you have cash or valuables, so I either get to keep them on you or you've got to break it up in several places.
Well, but what if Bailey's at Atlantis and he decides to put his little butt in that little inner tube river? He doesn't have his credit cards with him. The whole family's on the river. Where does he put it then?
Yeah, just put it in your shoe, put a sock in the shoe, and no one will find it.
I got aqua socks on.
No, but he's saying keep your credit cards with you at all times, that there's no safe place in your room or anywhere.
What if I bring my own screws for the safe?
There we go.
I didn't know that. That's really, yeah. That's nice.
Take a look next time that you go. I mean, you know, or bolt it down. Now, I want to tell you that if you are traveling overseas, not only Bahamas, but a place like Europe, a lot of people buy those fanny packs, which are not the most fashionable in the world, but they do help you with some protection. But with places like PackSafe, there are these anti-theft bags, which are really phenomenal. They're shoulder strap. They have slash-proof fabric. So, you know, even somebody that tries to knife them will not be able to knife through the fabric. And they have key lock zippers. So, you know, you want to have some sort of deterrent if you're carrying your stuff on you, especially if you go to a place like, you know, London or Paris, where there's a lot of thieves, and they're very skilled at knowing how to separate you from your money or you from your family so they can take your money.
Oh, that's really interesting. Wow, the safe thing is still killing me.
Yeah, that bothers me too.
Go on YouTube today, you'll be amazed and see, hey, here's 80 ways to break into a hotel safe.
I always felt safe with that thing.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because you hear that noise. It makes that noise and you feel secure.
Yeah, like they're these big bolts.
Right. I felt great. I hide my money in weird places in the room. That's what I do.
Such as?
I don't want to say.
How many places are there in a hotel room? They can't even get under the bed anymore to find the guy's weed he left there the night before.
You can put your cash in the middle of the mattress. That's just one place. You can go put it behind a picture in the room.
Wait a minute. Put money under the mattress? I've never heard of that idea. That's
brilliant. Not in a hotel.
Oh, no, ever.
Stop.
That's the most original idea ever.
How about that I bring in a box cutter and I cut up the carpet in a square and I hide it under it and then put the carpet back down and put my luggage on it.
One square of raised
anybody
carpet.
Doing that? Anybody doing that?
What you do is you do a gangster roll of your money, you put it in a condom and you wrap rope around it and you put it down the toilet and you flush it.
There you go.
Where does it go?
It doesn't go anywhere. Or it's a fishing string, so you can't see it.
Put it in a small balloon and make your son swallow your cash. And then every night you can get it back.
The border.
That's how we used to do it in the big house. That's how we'd get money to different inmates, different cells.
Sorry, Ted.
You could be like the meth guys and hide it in a burrito or something like that. It'll work.
That's right, yeah.
Oxygen Financial, giving you places to hide your money.
Is the gangster roll condom method on there?
I haven't seen that one, no.
All right. More ways to travel safe with your money from the pros. That's Ted Jenkins and Oxygen Financial on your website, and you can also get a hold of Ted there as well.
Yeah, we've got the whole article we put together on how to keep your money safe this summer and also how to save money if you're taking a summer vacation. You know, a lot of people are thinking about it right now. Go to oxygenfinancial.net. and get our free guides on how to save money this summer.
Real quick, you travel with your family often, right, when you do summer trips?
I
see you out with your kids and whatnot. Something I'll be learning this week coming up is Rachel's like, when we get there, go to the grocery store and buy a bunch of snacks. Right. I mean, I sound silly, but
no, 100%. The resorts in places like the Bahamas are astronomical. So if you make a quick stop at the grocery store before you get there and you load up on chips or morning bars, because, you know, otherwise you can spend hundreds of dollars either at the pool or at the gift shop. So definitely make a grocery run before you hit your hotel room.
So like 3 days or more. Grocery run.
100%.
Yeah. Because, you know, you're on vacation, you're thinking I'm going to the restaurant and stuff like that, but I was like, I don't want to eat chips for lunch.
No.
So I want to go to the fish restaurant.
Especially if you go to Disney, they'll hook your kids up with a bracelet. They don't know. They just keep scanning that thing in the gift shop, and all of a sudden you have a $1,000 bill before you leave.
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why you spank them hard for that.
Or put gloves on that they cannot take off. ActionFinancial.net. Excellent seeing you again there, Ted.
Later, right, Ted.
Thanks.